Airline industry news wasn't all grim this week. The Franklin Institute has awarded Herbert Kelleher top honors for a lifetime of business leadership. Mr. Kelleher is co-founder, former CEO, and chairman of the board of Southwest Airlines, the budget flyer on which virtually any seat but the pilot's can be yours for the same price. Perhaps at a time when airlines are so distressed, it's relevant to mention that Southwest has posted nearly three decades of uninterrupted growth. Herbert Kelleher joins us from Philadelphia. Congratulations on winning the prize.
Thank you.
How much grief do you think the airlines have brought on themselves?
You know, the airline industry as a whole is a fairly fragile, fairly vulnerable industry, even in the best of times. I guess it's shown a net loss ever since it started. The airlines were badly hit by September 11th. Some of them were already losing substantial sums of money, but September 11th doubled and tripled it. And you're always subject to event risk, such as SARS.
But presumably, if they start from a weak position and then get hit by events, as you say,
yes.
So what do they do about the weak position? What
well,
would
you
advise the bigger airlines to do?
Well, on September 11th, Southwest Airlines had the lowest cost per available seat mile at equivalent stage lengths in the American airline industry because we kept our costs down even when times were good. And proportional to our size, we had the most liquidity. Cash and access to cash when September 11th happened. And so what I'm saying is that if you're to avoid being badly injured by the bad times, you have to be prepared for the bad times.
I wonder what you think that your industry is going to look like 10 years down the road.
I'll tell you, in 10 years, you'll still have the hub-and-spoke airlines, which serve a very valuable purpose and fill a very valuable market niche. We're a point-to-point carrier. We don't have hubs. They serve a lot of small cities, tiny cities with small airplanes that we don't have. So what they do is very valuable to America. I think really the question is how many of them will there be? 10, or will there be 5, or will there be 3? But providing essentially the same service to the communities that are now served.
But presumably not quite the same service. I wonder, is doing without dinner going to be a permanent thing?
Oh, on the airplane?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's probably a good thing, because I used to say the way you punished your children was by threatening them with eating airline food.
No great loss.
No great loss, in my opinion.
What do you think about the business traveler? That's been the sort of the backbone of the big airline business.
It has, Linda.
Is the small airline going to be able to scoop up those business travelers?
I think what's going to happen is that you'll see a resumption of substantial business travel. I don't think you can continue to charge one class of traveler 5 to 6 times as much as you charge another class of traveler. You know, that constituted maybe 10% of the other carrier's business, but it produced 40% of their revenues. And I don't think that the world's going to return to that situation.
Herbert Kelleher is the founder and the chairman of the board of Southwest Airlines. He joined us from Philadelphia. So, Mr. Kelleher, when you fly, do you get cashew nuts or do you have to get pretzels?
No, I eat peanuts. And I have it on good information, Ms. Wertheimer, that the American Medical Association within the next 2 weeks is going to issue a bulletin saying that peanuts are the healthiest food that you can eat. I'm lying, of course.
that and a little anaphylactic shock.
Oh, that's right. Oh, it's been great to be with you. I've really enjoyed it.